Investment flash.
Oil just surged 7% in a single session. Tech names are getting hammered again, and the bond market is screaming. But screaming what exactly? It's Fed Day, and absolutely nothing is clear. I'm Tom.
And I'm Marie. London edition, July 30th. Gerald's here too. Markets are all over the place. Let's get into it.
Yeah, look, I've been saying for months this tech trade was running on fumes. Yesterday we said sell semiconductors, Korea's plunge was a margin call on AI. Today it's spreading to robotics and China. But Tom, your buy China equities call from yesterday, it might get tested today with all this retaliation talk.
Gerald, let's start with the one thing actually working, oil. The Strait of Hormuz is closed. LNG costs are spiking $1 billion extra for Pakistan and Bangladesh. And Aramco is rethinking Asia pricing. The U.S. oil fund, ticker USO, up 7.3% last session. Buddy, this is a supply shock.
Right, but it's not demand, is it? It's a temporary bottleneck. I mean, USO is still 16% below its 52-week high. You're chasing a geopolitical headline, not a structural move.
Hold on, both of you. Bloomberg's reporting two separate stories, the LNG pain and Aramco's pricing shift. This isn't one cargo ship, it's a sustained closure. Energy markets are tightening, and that feeds into every other signal group today. Inflation, bonds, dollar. This is the threat.
Exactly. Natural gas is still 42% below its high. The U.S. natural gas ETF, UNG, could get a serious bid if LNG keeps jumping. Catch-up trade.
All right, but then look at who gets hurt. Pakistan's economy is getting hammered. $1 billion in extra LNG costs. The PAK ETF might be near its 52-week high, but it's walking on thin ice. If you're bullish energy, you're bearish net importers like Pakistan.
That's the nuance. But the energy story feeds the anti-tech rotation too. The FT says an anti-tech index of banks and oil companies is lifting UK stocks. The US energy sector ETF, XLE, up nearly 2%, still 8% below its high. Oil and banks. Sounds like a portfolio from 1995.
Hey, 1995 had some good returns, Marie. And XLE is up 28.5% year to date. That's a monster move. Value is back, buddy. Banks, energy, all of it. KBE, the bank ETF, up over 1% this week, near its 52-week high. This is the rotation we've been waiting for.
28%, sure, but it's still 8% below its high. And UK stocks... I mean, the data's thin, but if tech keeps selling off, the FTSE's heavyweight in oil and banks could keep outperforming. Honestly, Tom, your enthusiasm is always priced for perfection.
Oh, come on. You've been telling me about value since 2022. I finally get on board and you're still poking holes?
Fair enough. But the rotation is fragile, built on oil supply fears and trade tensions. One ceasefire or Fed pivot, and growth stocks rip back.
Not so fast, Gerald. If the Fed hikes and sounds hawkish, inflation expectations could anchor, and that might actually support value over growth. High energy costs feed inflation, so a determined Fed keeps value in favor. The anti-tech trade isn't just a geopolitical fluke. Speaking of tech tensions, China is threatening retaliation over the U.S. humanoid robot ban. That's a direct hit to robotics and AI. The robotics ETF, BOTS, down over 8% year-to-date, another 2% this week. And FXI, China Large Taps, down 9%. This could escalate fast.
Yeah, but didn't we just see Samsung's profit surge 250-fold? That's insane. The chip stocks are trying to stabilize. Samsung might be down 14% in a week, but it's still up 74% year-to-date. AI demand isn't going away.
Tom, buddy, Samsung trades at 59 times forward earnings. That's pricing in a full recovery and then some. A profit surge is great, but if the cycle turns, those multiples get crushed. 250-fold profit surge. That's not a surge, that's a resurrection.
Huh. I'll give you that, Gerald. And with China undercutting US AI on price, CNBC says they dominate cheaper models, How long before margin pressure hits? The AI cost war benefits Chinese tech. KBA, China A-shares, up nearly 6% year-to-date. The tables are turning.
Hold on, Marie. Chinese AI winning on price is one thing, but the U.S. still controls the high-end chip supply. The robot ban is because of national security. Bots might be down, but the real AI money is in NVIDIA, not some generic China ETF.
But Tom, that's the point. The retaliatory risk isn't just robots. It's a broader tech cold war. FXI down nearly 10% year-to-date. If they escalate, it hurts all Chinese equities. And the AI price war is happening right now.
Exactly. And don't forget private credit stress. Ares Management's $29 billion flagship fund is seeing more non-accruals. Ares down 25% year-to-date. That's a warning for overexposed sectors like tech.
Right. And the business development company ETF, BizDid, down over 12% year-to-date. If credit tightens, the rotation out of growth could accelerate.
All right. Fair points. But then look at BNY Mellon going blockchain. The FT says it's a new era for Wall Street. The blockchain ETF, BLOK, is down 9% this week, 26% below its high. That's a buy, if you ask me. Institutional adoption.
A buy? It's down because the underlying names are risky. Blockchain's exciting until it hits real regulation. Marie, you cover this stuff. Probably have a stack of papers on it.
Honestly, the blockchain move is real, but adoption cycles are slow. BNY is doing it for records, not retail. It's a five-year story. For today, I'm more focused on the Fed, because everything, oil, tech, credit, pivots on whether Warsh hikes and what he says. So let's talk Fed. Options flow shows massive call buying in the long bond ETF, TLT, and gold, GLD. 72% of TLT premium was in calls yesterday. Bullish. But Jeffrey Gundlach says the curve is signaling the Fed has to act on inflation, which would crush long bonds. Total clash.
Gundlach is right. The curve is screaming. If the Fed hikes, long bonds get hammered. That's why I'd rather be in the short end. Shy, 1 to 3 year treasuries. Flat year to date. Safer. The TLT call buying feels like a lottery ticket.
But Gerald, TLT is at its 52-week low. It's pricing in every bearish scenario. If the Fed hikes but sounds hawkish and credible, the back end could actually rally as inflation expectations drop. That's the snapback trade, exactly what the option buyers are betting.
I'm going to push back here. Gundlach's logic is solid, but the dispersion is wild. TLT at its low with bullish flow. Gold 27% below its high with call buyers. The market is split. And the dollar? DBS Group says the dollar could weaken on forward guidance divergence between the Fed, other central banks, like the ECB or BOE.
Yeah, the dollar index ETF, UUP, fell 0.5% yesterday, still near its high. If the Fed is dovish, the dollar slides. But if other central banks are hawkish, the dollar could weaken even if the Fed hikes. That's the divergence play.
Right, and if the dollar slides, gold catches a bid. GLD is still 27% below its high, and with all this central bank uncertainty, it's a safe haven. Marie, doesn't a weaker dollar lift everything?
Not everything. The weaker dollar helps commodities and emerging markets, but it also means inflation pressure. And if the Fed can't control inflation, we're back to stagflation. The one thing no one is talking about? Asian central banks. They meet next week. A hawkish Fed could force them to react, and no one's pricing that in.
Spot on. The dollar divergence story has an EM tail that could amplify or reverse today's moves. If the People's Bank of China tightens, for example, that hits Chinese equities even harder.
Exactly. And that's why I'm watching Hong Kong. The SCMP says 80% of mainland firms plan to use HK as a launchpad into ASEAN. EWH, the Hong Kong ETF, up 2% this week, only 7% below its high. That's a structural tailwind.
I like that story, Tom. But with China retaliation risks, it's a double-edged sword. Hong Kong is a gateway, but if the tech cold war escalates, capital flows could reverse. Still, the survey is a positive signal.
One more Japan angle.
Nikkei Asia reports SoftBank and NTT are talking about a cross-industry AI platform. That's a potential game-changer for Japan's corporate landscape. Network effects across SoftBank's portfolio and NTT's infrastructure.
Oh, for real? That's huge. SoftBank has exposure to everything. Robotics, chips, AI. If they pull this off, it's a platform play. But Jerry, you'll probably say it's 20 years out and overvalued.
Well, SoftBank's track record isn't exactly stellar, but the idea is interesting. It could give Japan a leg up in data sharing. The question is execution.
Execution and regulation. Japan's corporate culture doesn't do platforms easily. But if they succeed, it might offset some of the anti-tech rotation. Worth watching. And Gerald, you mentioned private credit stress, ARIs and BDCs. That's a slow-burning fuse. If non-accruals keep rising, it feeds tighter credit, hurting growth sectors. Another reason the anti-tech rotation might have legs.
Yeah, but private credit is tiny compared to public markets. ARIs is a specific fund. I'd watch it, but I wouldn't trade off it. The broader market is ignoring it.
Maybe ignoring it, but BDCs are near their 52-week low. That's a warning. If this spills into the leveraged loan market, it gets ugly fast. Just saying.
So here's our view. Today's coverage is schizophrenic. Options flow versus gun lock, oil supply shock versus tech retaliation, dollar divergence. The market is pricing a world of higher energy costs, sticky inflation, and uncertain Fed credibility. Tough equilibrium.
But maybe the bond market is overthinking it. If the Fed hikes and says it'll keep at it, long bonds could rally as inflation fears ease. TLT at its 52-week low has a lot of pessimism baked in. A clear hawkish signal might actually be a relief.
I'm not so sure. The front end is already tight. Shy is flat year to date. If the Fed sounds uncertain, we get a messy sell-off in everything, except maybe gold and short-term bills. The safe trade is short duration.
The cleanest expression? Long energy, long banks, short tech, but only until the Fed speaks, then reverse depending on the tone. The dispersion between value and growth is wide enough to play both sides, but you've got to be nimble.
And don't forget the Asia angle. Hong Kong is a gateway, Samsung's profit boom, Chinese cheap AI. There are pockets of opportunity. But Gerald's right, the EM central bank reaction function is being ignored. Next week could be wild.
Yeah, look, I'm keeping an eye on the dollar. If it breaks lower, everything changes. But for today, I'm sitting on my hands until Walsh speaks.
Only Gerald could turn an oil spike in a bank rally into a reason to sit in cash. Buddy, you're worse than my grandpa.
Your grandpa probably bought IBM at the top. I'm just being prudent.
All right, let's wrap. We've covered a lot. Energy, tech, bonds, dollar. The Fed is the pivot. As always, none of this is investment advice.
We're back at 9 a.m. New York time with the next edition. If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources. Until then, stay sharp.